Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss identifying with the first straight drag race girl, the cast of Drag Race International All-Stars, whether we prefer bee cum or tree cum, we celebrate Crouton's first birthday, and we talk Gaga getting chased by flies and getting drunk from prop wine. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble, which has just been updated. If you haven't checked it out, go to patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Arrivederci!
Hello, hola.
There's a part in the Pee Wee movie with Joe Magliano, you know?
Yeah.
Where he...
I watched you know that what I'm talking one. About. I watched that one, yeah. Okay, I don't know so the you know part.
The beginning when he's like saying goodbye to his alien friend?
Oh, yeah.
And his alien friend goes, Arrivederci, Pee Wee! That's all.
Is that what you say in the bedroom?
Yeah. When I'm
when you're what?
When I'm saying goodbye to my pee-wee, oh. When it's going away into somewhere.
Where's it going?
Arrivederci, pee-wee.
I thought you were going to say that's what you say to your alien friends when they show up in the bedroom.
Well, yeah, sure. Sometimes. Usually.
Do you need an Alien Alley sign above your bedroom door?
No. But I do think I would absolutely put something Alien Alley inspired in my background of my like Twitch. What if we had Alien Alley like t-shirts? And it's like a whole bunch of alien shit. Hold on. Write it down, bitch. Write it down. Patreon, church, whatever the hell. It's coming. Stay tuned.
Alien Alley.
I would absolutely wear that. Can it be long sleeve, though?
Yeah, like a long sleeve. Listen, I'm wearing my favorite long sleeve t-shirt right now. And
I'm getting into long sleeves and I'm getting into sleeveless.
It's all or nothing for
regular
you.
Tees are out.
All or nothing. I'm wearing my favorite long sleeve t-shirt, which is a Katy Perry merch from the Smile album, which I really like because it's just this daisy and it just says, what if we all stop believing in magic around the petals? Like it's very low key. You can't even really tell it's Katy Perry merch.
I like it. It's cute. It's a nice sage green.
It's green. I love it, but I recently discovered the tiniest little hole in the back. It looks almost like a cigarette burn. I'm like, who the fuck did that? I bet it was my washer and or my dryer. And I am...
It's vintage. It's distressed.
I guess I need to go to her website and see if they have another. I was actually devastated when I found this tiny hole.
Nobody cares. Nobody has ever thought about the hole. Nobody has seen that tiny hole.
Yeah, are you kidding? I've been at Whole Foods.
another Katy Perry merch I've alone.
I've been at Whole Foods shopping, and there have been people who have been like, oh my God, who is that hot guy wearing socks and sandals and the same sweatpants every day? And then they see the hole in my shirt, and they're like, it's too much. I'm not going to give him my number.
Does somebody have... is this a real thing that people care about, socks and sandals?
My mom used to really care, but I wear it all the time.
Well, grow up.
Well, you know I was waiting for my new...
A butcher's boy.
You know I was waiting for my shoes that I bought myself for Christmas, my Christmas shoes, to arrive in the mail. And then...
Baby, will you buy me?
I got a fucking email saying that they canceled my Christmas shoes because they didn't have them anymore. And I was like, well, why would you sell them to me if you didn't have them? So then I had to go find the same pair on a different website, and then they showed up. So now I don't have to wear socks and sandals anymore. That was the whole story. You're welcome.
What kind of sandals were you implementing with the socks and sandals?
So I only have two pair of sandals. One are flip-flops.
They're
like knockoff Tevas. Well, I shouldn't say knockoff there, because I don't think Teva invented the style, but they look like Tevas, but they're all plain black, and they were at Target, and they were like $16, and I love them.
Yeah, but they like it. So they like Velcro.
They Velcro around the ankle. They Velcro around the top. So sometimes I do wear socks with those. My feet have been cold lately. I'm a Pisces.
I'd like to give it up to Velcro right now.
Shout out to Velcro.
Shout out to Velcro. Underappreciated people infantize Velcro. They act like it's for children. No, baby.
No. Well, listen, now I have Velcro sandals and slip-on shoes, so I guess I am a baby.
A little baby pill.
I'm a little baby.
Are you following Willow Pill on Twitter? Because it's an experience that I would recommend.
I am. I did. I followed after episode one, premiere opening night one, whatever they called it. Mm-hmm. Are you trying to get into the drag race of it all already?
I mean, I guess we could.
I mean, might as well. We don't need to circle back.
let's do it. Here's my main takeaway from episode two. I was underwhelmed by the talent show.
Yeah, bitch, hello, we all were.
I have to keep reminding myself that this is a regular season of Drag Race. This is not an All-Stars. We're very used to polish, especially as they open up Drag Race UK versus the world or whatever the hell.
That's a terrible title, by the way.
We will also talk about for half a second, because... Is the reason why the international All-Stars being set... Have we discussed this being set in the UK?
No.
Is it because in the UK, they can't give out money prizes because it's on the BBC? Is this their way around rewarding the drag queen who wins with $100,000?
Maybe it was the easiest place to get work visas for everybody. I don't know.
You know what? Grass is green.
Listen, no. I have...
Not the grass is green.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello? So do you have stuff to say about the drag queens? Do you want to talk about UK versus the world? I only have a few things to say about it.
Let's talk about America.
Okay.
First things first.
America. Okay.
Yeah. Season 14, episode 2, the reveal of the other half of the girls.
Yeah.
Underwhelming talent show. However, I think there's some interesting personalities that came through episode 2.
Yeah.
People that I think I could care about.
I feel like I don't know if I liked more people from the second premiere or if I... just didn't like, how do I say it? Or if there were less people that I didn't like, so it made me think I liked the second group more. Does that make sense?
Sure. Okay, go on, say more.
That was my I had friends, I got like texts the day after, and everyone was like, well, the second half was underwhelming. And I'm like, are you talking about the queens or their talents? And they were like, both. And I was like, I agree with the talents.
Or the lip sync song, Fallen, Alicia Keys. It's like, okay, Jesus.
Well, I know.
I mean, I get it.
I said, like, imagine now going into episode 3 and you get to meet the other half of the cast and they're all like, who is your guest judge? And you're like, Lizzo. And then you have to tell them Alicia Keys was yours.
Some people like Alicia Keys. Where are our Alicia Keys fans?
Andrea Paris Van Michaels loved Alicia Keys. That was her,
you know what?
Top tier celeb she wanted to meet. I think that was...
When people say that about guest judges, I think it's almost mocking the experience of that guest judge. Like, let's just be like, you don't have to, producers don't have to be like, okay, now I need you to say something acting like this is this your number one celebrity of all time. Like, don't, are people done?
I think they do still definitely do it to it, like, a little bit when they have guest judges. But I thought Angeria was being sincere.
Perhaps, perhaps. Okay, so the talent show.
Did you say
we got a lot of lip syncing? And I need everyone out there who's ever been a Drag Race hopeful to know this is the bare minimum for, like, even applying for Drag Race. So if you think this is your ultimate talent to showcase who you are as a drag queen on a talent show, you better be the best lip syncer I've ever seen. You better never go home in a lip sync for your life, because if this is your number one talent,
yeah, you better have trick.
You're really putting the standard up high.
Trick after kick after death drop after wig under a wig under a wig under a wig under a wig
under a wiggle.
Under a tiny hat with another wig and then another tiny hat.
Speaking of tiny hats, so Lady Camden gives me top hat vibes. You know, like her,
she's very image. WB frog.
Sure.
I mean that in the best possible way. The WB frog is an icon.
Yeah,
it's all very legend. Come on, my lady. Hello, my ragtime gal.
So I'm seeing some parallels between the talent shows, though, because we've got who was the rocker chick, Alyssa Hunter, doing air guitar, and Maddie Morpheus doing electric guitar.
Not Morpheus.
Isn't that her name?
Not Morpheus. That's from the Matrix. Morphosis.
Maddie Morpheus? Maddie Morphosis. What? Y'all know what the hell I'm saying. Representation in media, finally.
Hello.
A lot of lip syncs both nights.
Yeah.
I just feel like, I don't know. I was bored. I felt like Gia Gunn on the sidelines of her talent show saying, I was bored.
Yeah. Well, listen, I guess that's what happens when you give them a talent show in the first week. I would have rather, if that many of them were going to lip sync, I would have rather had it been the lip sync showdown that we had last season.
I would, yes, sure. And I would much prefer to always see a ball first episode.
Yeah.
Like, I want to see the most from all these queens right off the bat so I can get a vibe. Because some of these queens are like, oh, I'm so versatile. And so you see one look and you're like, well, this is all I got from you because this is all you were able to show. So,
well, I think they're doing a ball next week. So you're going to get your little wish. We're going to get to see
and
some
I kind
looks.
Of. I kind of feel like the two that went home the first 2 weeks are not actually going home because people are saying, oh, there was no Whatcha Packin' episodes.
Yeah, I saw that on Twitter also, and I was mad about it. And I wasn't going to bring it up, but you just probably ruined it for some people.
Well, whatever. It's speculation. We don't know.
I had something else to say. What was it, I wonder? I was going to say, I'm glad, you know what, from the first two episodes, I think the judging has been spot on. I think people who should have won have won. I think the people who should have went home. I'm happy.
So is that the judging is spot on or the editing is spot on?
What do you mean? That's the judging. Or you're saying they edited them? Honey, you can edit that lip sync of Daya versus Deja however you wanted.
But oh, you're saying in the lip syncs. Sure.
But also in the in the winning too. The winners both.
I sometimes feel like when people are on Twitter being like, I stan whoever the person who like kills it that week. I'm like, wow, groundbreaking. You believe the storytelling of a TV show in exactly the way that it would like you to feel this week. You know what I mean? I'm like we're reaching a point where it's like, you know when they're telling a certain character's story. You know when they want you to feel a certain way about a character. So, I don't know.
Where are you going?
And Untucked is getting so boring.
Why?
I don't know. I think I'm just ready for the clashing of all the personalities. I don't necessarily want fighting and tension and like drama for the sake of drama.
Yeah.
But I would like to.
I think we're on very different pages there. I unfollowed.
I would like to experience their personalities without them walking on eggshells. You know what I'm saying?
Because you think they all think that they have to be nice for like post show stuff.
Absolutely. I am a peaceful being. Okay, I'm a pacifist. However, the show that I am turning on is not America's Next Best Friend's drag experience.
Can't you do well and be nice?
I don't know.
See,
I just want to get real.
I saw somebody tweet a hot take like that and I unfollowed them on Twitter this week because they had another not so hot take the next day. But I was like, I don't know. I don't watch it for the fighting. I'm not there for
I don't watch it for the fighting. I just would like to see personality, not like walking on eggshells. That's all.
Who do you think was walking on eggshells?
Honestly, I don't know. I don't remember. I've seen it. I watched both episodes twice and I don't remember anything. So
one of my complaints was I didn't love that they like put all three of the same people from Los Angeles in the same premiere. I feel like it like forces like clicky right from the jump. Like that I don't like.
Oh, I didn't notice that. Was that in the second episode?
No, in the first episode. Like
the first episode.
To have three people cast from Los Angeles and to put all three of them in the first half knowing that they were gonna know each other, I think makes it instantly clicky, which I don't love. And then I mean I felt like they did that a couple times because even with there was like Lady Camden's from Sacramento and Deja Sky's from Fresno. And so they knew each other too. So I do think like, obviously it's not completely random. I think we all know that they don't just randomly pick seven and seven and split them in groups. Like there's thought and intention behind it. And they put people that they are okay with sacrificing in the first 2 weeks if they need to in those groups, if the first two eliminated really are going home. But I don't know. That was some of the like choices like that I think I pick a bigger problem with. But who knows?
Should we talk about Drag Race UK versus the world?
Did you have anything? Who are your like top? Let's just finish this out. Who are your like top three or four from like the season? And who are you like rooting for? Who do you want to see more from? Maybe two from
Drag
each
Race
if you
14.
Want. Yeah. Are there like two from each episode or I don't know, maybe you love
sure.
four from one episode and not the other.
I would say, let me see the split of the episodes. From the first episode, my number one is Willow Pill. And I would also like to see more of Cornbread and more of Carrie Colby. And that's where I'm at.
Same. We're right on the same for...
Right. This is what I'm saying. It's like groundbreaking because like that's what the show showed
us. You think
us.
They pushed those three people?
No, not necessarily. I just think they are... Like Carrie Colby is obviously a step above as far as like if your thing is being gorgeous and like... serving a look
what
like
that
she is a step
gorgeous.
Above everybody else on her episode, like that's just the matter of fact.
Did you
episode
hear me?
Two though I think Georgia's. I think Maddie Morphosis.
Are you being for real? Are you being for real?
I care about to see more about.
See, okay, well then see, maybe there was a separate edited pushed agenda for episode two.
Oh, no. And Angeria.
Yeah.
Angeria.
Angie.
Who is so funny, so naturally charming, clearly going to be a narrator of the season.
Yeah.
You know, like with confessionals. Same with Cornbread. So I feel like they will keep both, not just for their talent, which I think they have, but like they will be the narrators of the season.
I loved Angie. I loved her song. I loved how
does
like
she go by Angie?
Yes.
Okay, go on.
Wasn't her song like "Call Me Angie"?
I don't remember it.
I loved Angie. You know what I will say about the talent show, though? I think for the most part, like, Rue and the judges do a very good job of, like, being yes and, like, wanting to root for them and wanting them to succeed and, like, playing along with their shticks when they're, like, doing a call and response for the most part. So it's sure. Like they want them to do well. They're going to judge them accurately, but they're at least they're all like rooting for them, which I do truly believe. From episode 2, I loved Angie. I really loved Jasmine Kennedy too. I was like getting Alyssa Edwards vibes from her from the beginning.
Oh,
and
for
then,
sure, yeah.
And then RuPaul said it when she was like judging her and I was like, okay, good. We're on the same page. Those were like, I don't know, definitely probably my top two from the second episode.
Did you watch Untucked?
I did.
Okay, so the second they get into the Untucked interior illusions yeah. lounge.
Well, listen, hold
Maddie,
on.
Maddie is de-dragged.
Hold on. And add that to your Halloween costume for the year, baby. The like with those flat black shoes.
With the flats and the pillow.
And the pillow. But
I, you know what? For the first time, I really felt represented in Drag Race because the thought of sitting on a couch with a pillow hiding your body, that is me. I have that. If you don't, the girls who get it, get it. And the girls who don't, don't. And when I saw Maddie sitting with a couch hiding her entire body, I thought, never once did I think the first straight contestant of Drag Race would be the one I identify with, but here we are. Bald, yeah. Hiding.
There you go. I mean, you could, listen, you could just throw on a face and get that, like, full body unitard moment that she had on those little black shoes. I hate those little black shoes, but they make me laugh so hard. They're
she
like
knew a, what she had to do. Hey, what, let's like talk about doll. The drag. I mean, the runway look.
Okay, yeah.
Maddie's runway look, iconic.
Yeah, I liked it. It was tough to see after Canada because I thought, what's her face pulled it off better with the like two headed thing, but still good. Mm. Still liked it. Pythia. Anyway, I liked it. I was more surprised than I thought I would be. And they kept cutting to like the headless shot of that person, like teasing it, but they hadn't shown who it actually was. So I was excited when it was like actually Maddie who did it. I guess I'm excited to see what she brings to the ball.
I'm finding that I don't think we're going to see much of Maddie's personality, which is a bummer because I don't know if Maddie is obviously like there for the competition and able to produce looks like that is what I'm getting from the vibe. But I don't know if anything about Maddie has shined through like personality, like there's no sense of humor.
I'm
in the delivery as opposed to like, yeah, there's a sense of humor in the look, but like, I don't know if I'm, yeah, like, connecting with the human at all.
I'm excited to, I guess I am a little excited to, like, see her do an acting challenge or to see her, like, lip sync, yeah, for, we'd be saying him, his, I don't know.
No.
I am excited to see Maddie lip sync for her life, which inevitably probably will happen. Yeah, I think that would be fun, and I think that's a big way to show personality immediately, like you're kind of forced to. So if she's being a little shy or a little reserved, I'm excited for when that's going to happen because maybe that'll make her like come out of her shell a little bit.
Okay, let's talk Drag Race UK versus the world.
Hello.
Hello. Have you seen every season that queens are represented from?
Except for, well, so I watched one episode of Thailand or one season of Thailand, but I don't remember the host. So I guess I don't know Pangina Heels. I know her the least, I would say. I'm also confused as to like why a judge is there. I don't know. I guess
I kind of like it.
I was going to say if Brooklyn was there, I wouldn't be mad about it. So I guess I'm not mad.
Yeah, I would almost prefer if Brooklyn came back and like every international judge or host that is a queen like got to prove why they should be the host slash queen, you know. But yeah, I think it's a good opportunity to be like, these are the best of the best.
Have you seen
or is
all
that
of them?
Is that the vibe of this season, or is it just kind of like a all-star battle brawl?
I think it's just an all-star battle brawl. Have you not seen all of these people? You probably haven't seen Janie Jacquet.
I have not. Most of them I have. So let's just go through it. So there's Jujubee, who has been on Drag Race many, 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 many times. Monique Hart, who I guess is going by Mo Hart now.
Yeah.
Is that true?
I read that in the article, but I hadn't heard. I don't keep up with her, so I didn't know before the article.
Who I am excited to see more for. The promo shot of Monique looks good, but the more I look at it, the more I realize it's a leotard in boots. You know what? I'm going to keep screaming. Then there's Bag of Chips, UK, who I'm very excited for more for. Cheryl Hole from UK, who I could see more for. Blue Hydrangea from UK. These are all season one UK, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Jimbo, who, thank God, back on our TV.
Absolutely.
Lemon from Canada's Drag Race, both Lemon and Jimbo from Canada's Drag Race. Pangina. Wow. What do you say?
I don't know it. I don't know.
Okay. From Drag Race Thailand as a judge. No. Janie Jacquet.
Well, she was a judge there, but she's competing now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Janie Jacquet, is that how you say that?
Yeah.
Drag Race Holland season one. So I don't know Janie. I don't know that.
Spoiler, she was runner up on her season.
Word. Yeah, I mean, she looks incredible. Everybody looks good. I'm excited to see more from almost all of the queens that I remember or know. Like Lemon, I'm very excited to see what she's about to do. Like, I think what an opportunity. And then also Jimbo.
I'm very torn about this. Will I watch it? Absolutely. Do I want it to be between Jujubee and Jimbo? Absolutely. I think to like have such an incredible, I mean, when did they film this? Who knows, because of COVID and everything, but to have such an incredible second season of UK and then to have only like season one queens represented, it just feels, I don't know, maybe just give it maybe season two of Drag Race UK versus the world. I'll be excited for, but I don't know. I was never a huge like stan of Bagga, Cheryl, or Blue Hydrangeas, so that's like a third of the cast right from the beginning where I'm like, I just liked other people on your season better. Nothing against them. And like, I will always stan Jujubee, which is why I said I wanted her to win. I don't know if I need to see more from Monique Hart. That sounds bad. I just wish it felt fresher. So many of these, to have people who've competed a couple times, I don't know. Maybe people will surprise me.
I think... this is a controversial opinion. I love Jujubee. I love every time Jujubee is on Drag Race. I enjoyed the experience every time. I think, but do I need to see more of Jujubee's drag? Do I think since any of the previous iterations has Jujubee been bringing a new something that we haven't seen yet?
Fair.
Or is it just another, like, this is an incredible queen who we think deserves a win, but just hasn't gotten it yet. So let's just keep giving her another opportunity to get a win.
If she does, you know, if she doesn't win, listen, I was like heartbroken when she was on All Stars 5 or whatever it was. And she didn't win because she was in the top like twice before, and it would hit very home for me, for me and you, having lived that final three experience, and then for her not to win again, even though I thought Shay was very deserving. I'm just like, if she doesn't win, what do we do?
I mean, as long as she's enjoying the process, maybe the real win is being able to showcase yourself that many times to so many people and still come out of it like appreciated and loved, which she is.
Let's see. If we didn't win the Amazing Race on the third try, would we do a fourth and a fifth?
Oh, God. I don't know. Corey, this has been an entire Drag Race episode.
And what else do you want? You have 3 minutes. What else do you want to talk about?
Well, I have some things written down.
Go for it.
Betty White's 100th birthday is today.
Okay.
Well, are you celebrating?
Well, I was. No. I'm not.
Maybe honor her by texting somebody, thank you for being a friend.
I was looking at this Instagram account that I follow, and it like takes, it blends like Disney characters and like superheroes with like porn actors. So it'll be like,
where's Betty White in this?
So it'll be like a guy's ass like hanging off the side of the bed, and it'll be like half of like a guy in a jock strap, and the other half is like Scar like throwing Mufasa off a cliff. So anyways, okay. I was looking at this account yesterday, and I noticed in one of the pictures in the background on the TV was Golden Girls. And I'm like, who was getting fucked while Golden Girls was playing in the background?
Who among us hasn't?
Me.
Another Golden Girl alone.
Hell yeah. No, I'm not celebrating. What else you got?
Well, it's Crouton's first birthday tomorrow.
His adoptiversary or his birthday?
His adoptiversary. Which the to honor Betty White, everyone is like donating to local adoption animal shelters and stuff. So I wanted to give a shout out.
Shout it
to the place where I got little Crutaceous, Crutalish.
But he's not a Capricorn though, right?
Well, you tell me. I don't know. I wouldn't know what he is. I can't. Am I allowed to like put that on him with my fake adoptiversary? No.
Well, I just don't think you should call his adoptiversary his birthday.
Okay. Well, it was a rebirth for let's
get a pet psychic on the show, and they'll ask Crouton when his birthday is, and then we'll find out, and then we can celebrate.
I would get a pet psychic to talk to get some sense out of Willie and Crouton. That would actually be very helpful.
Let's do it. Put it on the calendar.
Well, shout out for Pause for Survival. Thanks for Crouton. You is really nailed
you,
it.
You adopted him from a place called Pause for Survival?
Pause for Survival, the number 4.
I don't think that's a great name.
Like, you better pause. Stop and pause for survival. You know? But well, it's spelled P-A-W-S.
I guessed that. I made a little assumption. Yeah. Hmm.
They liberate animals, baby. What are you up to?
Hey, did you see that clip of Lady Gaga with all the other actresses saying that when she's drinking on set and it's a fake drink, she plays pretending like gets drunk?
It's I'm acting.
Did you?
Yes, I did. It's a you know what? Nothing is more unhinged than Lady Gaga doing a promotional tour of a movie. One thing I have learned, I am convinced that she has, this is speculation, scheduled out the outlandish things that she will be saying week by week so that she doesn't double up. Because last promotional campaign, it was 100 people in a room, too much, over and over, and it became a meme, which I think was a helpful thing. But I think now she has figured out, in the same way you can schedule your social media posts, she has scheduled out the outlandish statements that she will be saying of each week. Last week's was something about
the flies chasing her.
The flies following her that were summoned by the character she was playing. She kept seeing hordes of flies. She felt like the flies were following her.
Hell yeah, they are.
And then this week it's when I'm drinking a prop drink. I actually feel drunk. Do you guys feel drunk? And all the other actresses on Zoom were like, no.
They were all tired. They were all exhausted.
Well, you either have it or you don't. And those girls don't. If they don't get drunk from a glass of non-drunk,
a couple tweets that were quote tweeting that video, and it said, why is she Rachel Berry?
Oh, don't do that to me. Don't. Hey, I heard a rumor. Is it a trumor?
Tell me.
That trees.
Oh my God.
And bee cum.
Oh yes. Tree cum or bee cum, baby. Tree cum or bee cum. I was trying to think. What do you think
is this a riddle?
What do you think is a better sticky liquid from nature? Syrup or honey? If you could only have one, what is it? Which would you rather have, tree cum or bee cum? You don't know?
I like Tree cum.
You can only have syrup or honey for the rest of your life. Which is it?
Syrup. Honey's out. I don't need honey ever.
Damn.
I only really use my honey because it's in the cupboard.
What do you use it on?
I put it on Greek yogurt.
Oh, fuck yeah. I love that.
I love to drizzle it on a normal, plain Greek yogurt.
Yeah, you ever throw some granola. Berries in it? Throw some fucking berries in it.
Why not?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a great sweetener. However, syrup, because I'm getting very into pancakes this year, syrup has really skyrocketed in my condiments.
See, I've just never been a syrup stan. Not a syrup girl. I put honey on my waffles, and I'm happy about the decision.
Okay. That's great, Corey. That's cool. Hey, did Taylor Swift get engaged, or do you care?
I don't know if she did, but the funny thing is, I was thinking, a lot of people think that I don't like her, but I just don't like her fans. So it's like, I do have Taylor Swift, the like name muted on some things, but it's not because I don't like her. It's because I find her fans pretty insufferable. And I think that's okay.
You know what? Totally. That's all that's on my list. Do you have anything you want to say?
Did you want to talk about the Britney and the Jamie Lynn of it all?
It's still unfolding every single day. More notes apps. I have never seen a resurgence of an app more like the notes app. It really is having a moment.
My question is, I think there's a lot of good, I think the people have really rallied behind Britney and the Free Britney movement and all that. But my curiosity is like, who's Jamie targeting her book toward? Is it Britney fans? Is she like, does she want Britney fans to buy her book? Like, who does she think her audience is? Because I just don't really think any of the Britney fans will actually buy it and read it because I think they're really in her corner.
Wasn't she like her own Nickelodeon show star? Didn't she have a show? Honey, like, obviously, it wouldn't have happened without Britney, but she did have her own show.
I literally have no idea. You know I'm too old for that.
I truly have no clue. I feel like that was a thing.
I don't know. Was she... But see, like, I don't even know. I know Ariana Grande had, like, a show, too, but I know nothing about it.
See. Well. And
but that's my honest question. I've been like, I know that Jamie has this book coming out, but I'm like, I know she's trying to capitalize on the moment, but I'm like, I just don't really think any of the true Britney, like, stans are going to buy it because I feel like
let alone believe anything in it.
Right. I like Britney. I don't think I'm a Britney stan, but I would never read this Jamie Lynn book. And so I'm like, if she's targeting the Britney super fans, I just think they're so behind Britney right now that they're not going to buy it either. So who's buying it?
Yeah, I feel like obviously I'm on team Britney with all of this. However, anybody is allowed to write their own book. Anybody is allowed to tell their own story. Shit, like, just because you are the little sister of a mega pop star doesn't mean you aren't an individual and have something you might want to say or share or have your own legacy. However, when you're like, apparently the working title for the book was I Must Confess, and she, like, a Britney lyric, and she mentions Britney like 200 something times. She mentions sister 200 something times. I don't know how many, but like hundreds of times. So clearly it's a cash grab. It's opportunistic. It's taking advantage of somebody who clearly doesn't want anything to do with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a good look if you're trying to, if in fact you are trying to tell your own story and be in charge of your own narrative and be your own person, it's not coming across that way, Jamie Lynn.
I won't read it.
I won't read it because I don't know how.
I didn't queue it in my library queue.
Is it on Audible? Who reads it? Should we read it on Audible? No, we don't. No. Sometimes I just say things.
Listen, I'm reading books on my own this year, so I don't have time to add hers to it.
Okay.
I just don't have the time.
Well,
let me see.
I'll give you some time right now, Corey.
Let's see if
can people find you?
Oh, wait.
I'm letting you go.
Wait, I had one more topic. I'm just gonna clear out my notes app Speaking of notes apps, hey, did you see 80 ostriches tried to get away in China?
No, I didn't.
I thought you would love that.
That's definitely up my alley.
Google it. There's videos of ostriches just running the streets. They're trying to
Do they have a leader?
Somebody must have made the first run. Somebody must have said, I'm fast as fuck, boy, and then left.
Was it Denise?
It was. Maybe these are like Denise's army.
Well, she's beckoning, good for Denise.
Beckoning them home.
From China?
Where does Denise live? I don't remember.
Well, Denise is a woman of the world. She's a spy.
So then she's
Did you know spies are real? Wait a second. Did you know spies were real and are real?
Yeah.
Not just a movie thing?
Honey, like housewives, like book spies to spy on the other housewives. But they call them like investigators or something.
I'm talking like international spies, like, you know, for the governments and things.
Should we try out?
There's housewife spies?
Well, they like hire a spy to spy on someone and figure out what they're up to.
Is that for real?
Well, is it called a spy or is it called like a...
What's nosy, that? Nosy Ned.
No, so like one was getting like anonymous threatening texts. So she like hired a guy to figure out who was sending them. That's like what spies do. They figure that out. They got to go spy around and figure out who did it.
Okay.
Hey, did you watch Scream 5?
No, not yet.
What a
fake-ass
fan.
I know. It's on my list. We're going to go see it. But like, we were going to go watch it, but then we were like, it's Saturday night. I feel like it's going to be packed and blah, blah. Oh,
I had the best time. Run, don't walk, to see Scream 5 in theaters.
I'll see it. I promise you I'm going to see it. Like, I've heard nothing but good things, and I love the Scream franchise, so.
Hell yeah. Cool.
That's our homework for this week.
I already saw it.
Then you're ahead.
What's my homework? What's my homework?
Your homework is to see everyone on the Discord. Corey, where can people find you on the Discord?
You can find me riding 80 ostriches all the way from China to Denise Stritchfield's house at Alien Alley.
That's cool. Okay. great. You can find me on Twitch. I'll be streaming all week.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
All right, later.
Later, skater.
Bye.